Dow closed down 119 points at 11,296. NASDAQ pulled back 20, 2,529. And the S&P 500 down nearly 13 at 1,186. And the yield on the 10-year note back down to 1.98%. Gold went on another wild ride today, right now hovering at $1,869 an ounce, up $12 in electronic trading. Silver pulling back 17 cents at $42.36. Crude oil futures at the moment hovering at $89.29. Oil did pop above 90 a barrel during the trading session. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says the economic recovery here in the U.S. and in Europe will stagnate or go into reverse by the end of the year. That group predicts the economy will grow at only 0.4% annualized rate in the fourth quarter, while the three largest economies in the Eurozone will contract by 0.4% during that period. Joining us live now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, ahead of the president's speech, give us your view of things here tonight.
Well, I think it was a pretty reasonably decent market considering all the negativity that was come from Mr. Bernanke and also the negativity that came worldwide relative to economies regressing, as you pointed out earlier. And so I thought the decline of 119 points on the Dow Jones was modest, all considering the very large rise that we had yesterday.
Based on what we know about what the president will be announcing, the various proposals that have been reported already, that some new steps to pump up the economy and the job situation, namely a combination of ideas including tax relief, unemployment insurance, spending to support construction jobs, and additional aid to states to keep people in their jobs, along with tax breaks for businesses. How do you think the market will react tomorrow to all this?
I think there's a pretty good chance there will be a positive reaction. All those activities and elements of what you're talking about sound very, very good. The real negative is how can it be afforded, particularly in the circumstances that we're in where we have a commitment to reduce the deficit significantly. So it sounds like the type of thing that we had in the 1930s where we placed the jobs purposely, but we didn't have much of a recovery over the 10-year period. But nevertheless, it is a positive in my view, and all of this added together seems to be somewhat negative for the market, but again, the market's performing very well. There's a lot of cash out there in reserve in hedge funds and in individual portfolios.
All right. Where do you think investors should be deploying their cash right now? Where are you putting money now? Where are you taking it off the table?
I'm looking more specifically at the technology group. Two of the leaders in the group, Intel and Cisco, have done very, very well. So I look positively there. I continue to look at the semiconductor group in a plus way. I believe the inventory situation is modest. I like the home building. I'm very cautious about oil at this point. I suspect that there's going to be a decline in the oil price when the Libya matter gets ironed out, and that should be a few months downstream.
As far as the tech space is concerned, Yahoo, of course, making news this week, ousting their CEO, and that stock moved up again today, up 83 cents or 14.44. And Google hasn't lost its appetite for acquisitions, buying up the restaurant review service Zagat today. Give us your view on both Yahoo and Google.
Well, particularly in the relative to Google, I see that the market capitalization is just too unreasonable. It's $135 billion, and you look at that compared to their sales, it's a very high ratio. So I'm avoiding all securities, particularly those in the Internet activity, where there's a very high ratio of market capitalization to revenues, and that would not be one of my favorites. Yahoo, on the other hand, may have a recovery activity, but when we have a rally with a change in management, that usually that's a very temporary thing. So I would not be a supporter of Yahoo at this over the next few days.
All right, the banking stocks pulled back after a recent comeback. What's your view on that sector now?
I would be a buyer of bank stocks over the intermediate term, but I would do that on a very cautious basis. I think these banks are very vulnerable worldwide to some further declines as their portfolios are more exposed and there's more legal action, unfortunately. But generally, I would be a buyer, but I would be buying on a careful and a scaled-down basis.
We've seen gyrations in the precious metals markets and in the currency markets lately, especially after what the Swiss did to peg their currency to the euro. What's your view on where the dollar goes from here and where gold goes from here?
In currencies, we're trading over $4 trillion equivalent dollars a day in the currency market. So these have become markets all unto themselves. And I suspect there's going to be a continuing battle between countries, China, Switzerland, the euro, and so on, and the U.S. as to what they think their currency should be relative to others so that they don't damage our exports. That's the real key element of the currency battle, in my opinion. And I don't have a real strong opinion about how that's going to trend, but I'm very concerned about the decline in the dollar, which seems to be continuing. And if it goes too far, then we don't become a primary cash reserve any longer.
What do you see ahead for gold?
I'm cautious towards gold at this point in time. I've been somewhat cautious for at least a year, and that's kind of on the wrong side at the moment. But it's become a speculative vehicle at this point rather than a reserve, and I would stay away from it as a speculation.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities, coming to us from downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you again for joining us live here in the KNX Business Hour.